You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, August 7, 2018, week 255. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Seska.
And this is Destiny Pizza, and today is the time for the leftovers. The most awkward way to say
it. The leftovers.
Today's the time.
Today is the time.
Let's get into the leftover news. Cowboy Ninja Viking has cast someone opposite of Chris Pratt, Priyanka Chopra.
Okay.
More like alongside. I don't know how to say it. I was thinking about it, like, because casting opposite, It seems weird because they're like, oh, like, you have to cast a woman opposite of a man. So I was like, oh, alongside. Because also, opposite sounds like the villain in the movie.
Yeah.
But I think she's... It's like, it was weird. It's like, the Priyanka Chopra cast in the very desirable spot to get, or like alongside Chris Pratt in Cowboy Ninja Viking or something. I was like, this is a weird headline, dude.
People weird word stuff weird. They sometimes say co-star. Sometimes they say alongside.
Yeah, because it's like, opposite, I think it's like she is co-starring with Chris Pratt.
Yes, I think so.
That's probably the right.
I think
that's the right way to phrase it.
Yeah. But, like, that makes sense, starring alongside.
If you had to guess how old she is, how old do you think she is? Actually, I'm not going to tell you. She might be.
Okay.
All right. Sweetheart.
All right. We'll see.
Not this week, now.
Oh, okay. Darn it. I was going to be able to guess right away. All right.
Surprising. I was very surprised by her age.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
this movie we've been talking about forever.
And we know nothing about
it. Just that the title alone has me intrigued.
Yeah.
Because it's cool.
Animal Farm, Netflix is on a buying spree with Andy Serkis's movies, so they're like, oh, Andy Serkis is doing multiple mocap movies? Yeah, we'll buy that one too. So they bought that one.
Interesting.
You gotta be
that
feeling
one he
good,
hasn't
right?
started making, right? He hasn't done anything with that, has he?
No, but apparently he's doing all the mocap himself and voicing
what?
Everything himself.
I want to see this movie.
Yeah.
I want to see the special features of this movie, actually, just behind the
That's
scenes.
That's the problem with Netflix, man.
Yeah.
Rarely get that.
True. Well, they should set up something like that somehow.
Filmstruck has that.
Oh, really?
Filmstruck, They're if you smart. Subscribe, you get a lot of extras.
Yeah, I wonder how much it would cost to tack on the extra.
Like commentary.
DVD. Yeah.
Director's commentary.
Or like they're like, oh, it kills our DVD sales.
That's the thing. Because I remember Netflix, when you rented DVDs from them for a certain time, there's these certain rental DVDs.
Oh, that's only the movie?
That's only the movie, and barely any bonus features.
Yeah.
It would show you the bonus features listed, but it would say, like, rental version only.
Crazy. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Makes sense. Yeah, until DVDs go, like, plummet way down.
Well, digital, like iTunes, you get extras.
Okay, yeah.
So I got to see all the deleted scenes.
Yeah, I guess until, like,
also,
no,
if you get a chance, watch Infinity War in 4K. It is quite the experience. It's like Thanos' face is right there. You can just touch it.
I need to see that, yeah. Thanos.
Yeah.
But yeah, Animal
I'm
Farm.
I'm curious about those.
Yeah. I'd like to see an Animal Farm movie.
Did you hear about Netflix with Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh yeah, they were going to offer a lot.
They offered like a big payday, and the director's like, no. Or whoever's in charge was like, no, because we want it to be in theaters.
Yeah.
And the author of the book took a $1 sale.
Jeez.
Just so he could have control because they wanted to cast like a white woman as Constance Wu's character.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, I would rather have complete control over everything and get paid a dollar.
Yeah. Glad he went that route.
But the problem is with Netflix, if they went the Netflix route, it would have guaranteed all three movies get made.
Yeah.
But right now, we have no guarantee that all three movies are going to get made.
True.
But a bunch
I think
of,
it's worth it, though.
Did you hear about what else is happening? It's like the golden weekend for Crazy Rich Asians.
No.
All these rich Asian people bought out a bunch of theaters to guarantee a $20 million opening.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good to hear. Yeah. It's worth the risk because it's worth the attention.
The quote unquote risk.
Yeah. Quote unquote risk in that, like, it's a sure thing to get the money for in their situation, not in like.
Do you think this movie's gonna have any negative side effects on Asian people?
I mean, every movie has negative side effects on somebody, right? I don't know. Like, how so?
Like, they're gonna be like, oh, like, so if it's like Bill from Tennessee, like, God, all these Asians got so much money. I'm gonna go rob a Chinese store.
People, because of Black Panther, they're like, they got all this vibranium.
Yeah,
they're really.
That's true.
So I feel like.
You hear Black Panther is not Superhero News Day.
Just made 700.
Yeah, across 700 million. You know, other two movies? Only it's a third movie to ever
Avatar,
do that.
Avatar and. Is it Titanic?
Force Awakens.
Oh, Force Awakens, not even Titanic. Yeah. Force Awakens, yeah.
Not adjusted for inflation.
Yeah, of course not. But
or else it'd be
that's
like
pretty
Citizen
cool.
Kane. Like,
yeah, that's just crazy to think of when you think of all the other movies
I mean,
out there.
It's also been in theaters.
True, for 6 months.
And like
two other Marvel movies have come out since then. Yeah. But still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they counted
were re-releases for movies.
Yeah.
That's counted in the box office.
I know, but like, because I think when we went to go see Ant-Man, I was like, they're still playing Black Panther?
Yeah. Yeah. So that, yeah.
Which I guess is a good, it's cool to watch that movie in theaters if you don't
it's
have like
fun
a great
to
home theater.
Yeah, it's still fun to watch.
Yeah.
Got Movie Pass, go watch it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, watch
if
it while you can.
If you can.
I mean, peak pricing
I mean,
is a bitch, but.
I mean, you can't really, but if you can.
Yeah, should we talk about Movie Pass?
Sure, why not?
Any day now.
Yeah.
It's going to disappear.
I'm surprised it didn't disappear last week. That was the.
The movie that you saw this week, was that with Movie Pass?
Yeah.
Oh, what a miracle.
It was down for the day and then popped up, and I was like, ah, sweet.
Oh, sweet, I'm going to go watch a movie.
Going to use Movie Pass.
Yeah.
It's like, I need to get more movies, so. I'm down for the journey because I got what I wanted out of it.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I'm along for this ride. It's pretty funny.
I will gladly help finance your movies with my MoviePass account.
Yeah. So, it's just chaos and everything. They're just lying to people and
yeah.
cutting off. They're like, they're pretty much shutting
down
movies when they run out of money every day and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It was like, I was reading some guy on Reddit was like, I bought $400 worth of MoviePass,
yeah.
the holding company's stock.
Yeah.
Like 4 months ago, today it's worth $4.
Yeah.
Not jeez.
You could look at those numbers and be like, this math makes no sense.
Yeah.
How are they going to sustain it?
But AMC is doing it.
Because there's this $20 a month.
And it's three movies a week.
And it's three movies a week.
But you get a discount on concessions, and that
yeah.
counts on IMAX and... those other ones.
And they don't have that many subscribers yet, and it's only at AMC theaters.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I mean, I assume you only buy it if you're around a lot of AMC theaters, but...
No. I have a family friend who lives on the other side of the freeway.
Yeah.
Not in Nellyville, but, like, south of Nellyville.
Yeah.
Kind of on the way to Costco.
Mm-hmm.
They did it.
Yeah.
And they love it. Of course. Yeah. Because you get that list, you get to go in a special line for concessions.
Yeah.
Which to me, it makes it worth it already.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get points towards free concessions and tickets.
Yeah.
You get three movies a week, and you can literally watch all three movies on like one day.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think they're making they're going to be doing okay because there's going to be a lot. Is
and they said
a year sign up.
They
too?
Said like
is
that
a year
it's
sign?
3 months.
Okay.
And then monthly after that.
Okay, that's not bad then.
So, like, at start, you have to do it for 3 months minimum.
Yeah.
And then
it's... See, it works for the summer. I just feel like those other months are when they're going to recoup the money, where not as many yeah. people are going to go. And they get the concession. Like, they own the stuff. MoviePass doesn't get anything. They don't get money for
yeah.
sending you to the theater. They just lose money. So, it's yeah. like, they got no incentive to actually have you get
but
there.
Did you hear how many subscribers they got? They got over like 200,000 subscribers in that one.
Yeah, that one period.
48 hours after they went down.
Yeah.
After MoviePass went down.
Yeah.
And they said they're targeting like 100 million or 1 million by the end of this year subscribers.
Jeez.
Which is, that's like a lot of loot,
yeah, that's
dude.
Pretty cool.
$20 million.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how that one works out too. But it just seems more feasible.
Yeah.
Then MoviePass, which has, they're just not in league with anybody. And it just.
Regal Pass. Is Regal Pass ever coming out?
I hope so. I mean, if AMC does well, I think it would. If MoviePass just collapsed and then AMC, like.
I think then Regal will be like, finally, we can breathe.
Yeah. They're like, this isn't such a big deal. But, like, right now, aren't they just making money from MoviePass?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, okay, you're buying full price. You're getting the money. So,
do you think movie theaters have to hire more employees because they're like, holy crap, we weren't expecting this many people to be at our theaters?
I don't think it's grown that much, has it?
Dude, I think so.
Really?
They said movies have been making more money this summer because of MoviePass.
I think that's true. Especially the smaller movies.
Or like Skyscraper and like Rampage and stuff like that. They weren't expecting some of those movies.
That's true. Yeah. Let me just see how this goes, because like the movie plot, it's gonna collapse. Like,
I mean, it is. It's collapsing in front of us. Like,
yeah.
But release this episode, MoviePass could be defunct.
Yeah. I'm just curious because like because I'm not that screwed right now because I don't have the peak pricing.
Yeah.
Because it's the yearly.
But we still can't watch movies first 2 weeks they come out.
True. Which that's what sucks. Yeah. It's like there's no point there. Like if I was monthly, I'd cancel.
Yeah.
Obviously. I don't want to deal with any peak pricing or like any of that. Yeah. Especially like this is getting down to the end of the summer where it's not even all the good movies kind of came out, sort of, most of them. So it's like, maybe I'd be done anyway. So
it did last close to a year though.
Yeah, it was for $10. It was a year.
And with AMC's pass, you can do the advanced tickets.
Yeah.
Through their website, no fees charged or anything. That's a good dude. I think I might subscribe to that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You just have to try to trust.
And the also thing is, you have to. They make you go twice a month to pay for your. Pretty much, like movie pass is one movie, and you've already recouped your month. Where AMC is, you got to go twice, which is just more effort. It's like the more you're making someone do double the work movie pass takes. So I'm just thinking like the laziest person who subscribed to it is not.
It's harder.
It's harder. So they're gonna make some money. Obviously, some people are gonna use it and use it a lot.
No, but you could make your money back actually faster than that if you go and see like.
But also, I don't think you're
Dolby one of like their crazy showings.
I don't think you're really losing that much money, because the average person probably only goes to a movie. They probably don't go to a movie twice a month.
Yeah,
you're just getting them to the theater, so they're buying more concessions. So I think overall you're doing okay, because it's just a butt in the seats. It's not like you're taking a ticket from somebody who's gonna buy. Like most of the time, you're not, unless it's a crowded movie.
I wonder if it works for those events like Fandango, or what are they called?
Fathom. Or that's for Regal. That's what it's called. I assume AMC calls them something different.
I don't know. I've seen one at AMC,
they still call it Fathom event.
Maybe not. I don't know. If it works for that, then it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Because I would go see, like, you know how they do like Jaws. I saw Jaws in theaters at AMC, like, and it was one of those Fathom events.
Yeah.
Let's see. What was it called? Like AMC A-List?
I think so. Something like that. I'm curious to see what the movie
is. IMAX VR and special events are not eligible.
Oh, that's not.
Special events include but are not limited to fan events, private screenings, movie marathons, double features, Fathom events, Metropolitan Opera, sporting events, and select showtimes of certain foreign language films. But you can do up to 3 reservations at a time, which is super worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And a week runs from, that's crazy, Friday to Thursday, which makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
And then if you don't show up for the movie, it'll count as one of the 3 movies for that week. Hmm. Let's see. Yeah, it's 3 month minimum commitment. Anyways.
Men in Black spinoff news. Rebecca Ferguson has joined the cast. I believe she's also going to be a lead in the movie. Which I thought was odd. A lot of people are in this movie. So, I think she's in the Mission Impossible franchise. I think she's somebody from there. But yeah, that movie, I think they've started filming already.
Yeah. So. There's a picture.
Yeah. Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth.
And also Kumail with a bunch of dots on his face.
Oh, that one I didn't see. I think they're releasing a couple images then.
I think Kumail's was on his Instagram.
Oh. Right.
Fantasy Island is getting a movie with Blumhouse. Mm. You ever watch the show?
No.
Me neither.
It's the plane, right?
Yeah, Tattoo says.
Yeah, that's all I know
master,
about.
Master, the plane.
That's all I know about Fantasy Island.
Welcome to Fantasy Island. I forgot who it is. I think it's that. Let's see. It's like a resort for rich people where you can make your wildest dreams come true, I think. Ricardo Montalban. Okay. The Fantasy. Each guest had paid $500,000.
Wait, is this a reality show or is this scripted? Okay.
And then apparently, you got to do whatever your fantasy involved. Fascinating.
Cool stuff.
With Blumhouse, though, I can't imagine it's lighthearted.
Yeah, I assume it's a more graphic horror based or. Things don't turn out right. I don't know.
Yeah. And then TV news.
Yes.
Star Trek Enterprise.
Yep.
Or Star Trek Discovery, sorry.
Well, I think it's just it's this unnamed Star Trek show.
Oh, I thought it was I thought he was going to reprise it on.
No.
Oh, yeah, and a new.
It's a new show.
Make it so.
They don't know what it's going to be. All they know. Is that Captain Jean-Luc Picard is returning? Patrick Stewart,
yeah,
back after like 20 years.
Actually, more than that. It was 1994.
Crazy, man. 24 years.
Oh wait, 2002.
Oh, he was in a movie.
Star Trek Nemesis.
Yeah, so 16 years. Whew, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. But I'm pretty excited. Oh well, he's so good.
Yeah,
love me some Patrick Stewart. So
Patrick Stewart is cool. The only one returning.
And I hope they go back to I hope they just do it. I don't know what they're gonna do. They can do so many things, but make it more Star Trek-y. Discovery's not Star Trek-y enough, and the new trailer doesn't look like. And I'm okay. They both can exist, but make it a Star Trek show. That'd be nice.
Instead of like. A show.
Instead of like a, like, it's like a Star Trek movie, but now it's a show.
Yeah.
It's like the action-y Star Trek, which is fine. I like that too, but it's like.
It's not Star Trek.
There should be some Star Trek somewhere.
In MMA news, Conor McGregor is returning to the Octagon too.
Ooh, so. Finally. Long time coming.
Yeah.
When's he coming back?
9 weeks.
Oh, sweet. Pretty quick.
Against Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a great fight. Cool. It's the same person he threw a dolly at.
There you go.
In the bus.
Good story going into it.
And then Nate Diaz is returning, potentially, to the Octagon. But it might not happen because after he found... Because they announced Nate Diaz at, is going to be at UFC 230.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great card also, by the way. Like, it's Nate Diaz, Dustin Poirier. You're like, that's going to be a great fight. Nate Diaz returning after 2 years out of the Octagon. Luke Rockhold, Chris Weidman. It's going to be a great fight. And then everyone assumed Conor McGregor, Khabib was going to be at UFC 230. They did this big press conference. Then they announced confirmed Conor McGregor, Khabib Nurmagomedov, UFC 229, Las Vegas. And Nate Diaz is like, F the UFC, I'm not going to be on that. I'm not fighting on that show. Because if you get back-end money, you want to be on a Conor McGregor card. Because it's rumored that this UFC 229 is going to sell over 2 million pay-per-views. So even if you're getting like a dollar per pay-per-view, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, you want a chunk of that.
Yeah. So. Anyways, yeah, that's it. Any other exciting news? No, I don't know.
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Yeah, Demetrius Johnson isn't champion anymore. Oh, well. He had a nice reign.
Yeah, that's long. 2,000 days. That's
over 2,000 days.
Forever.
I think it was close to 3,000, dude. I think it was almost like, I think maybe 2,700 days.
Man.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow for some WeViewed Reviewed. I get to talk about Eastbound and Down for the last time. Finish that show.
That's sad.
Yeah. And then talk about some other stuff. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.